Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 32 of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman, and I am your host. I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts gather to give parents and families the information they need to get their family game on. So, it's Tuesday, and we are getting ready for a nice holiday break. Kids are all restless, so if you're a teacher, my hat is off to you. I don't know how you're going to make it through this week, but I'm sure you will. So we're going to talk about Fortnite again, and part of that's probably just because it keeps coming up. It's the biggest game in the world, other than Minecraft right now. And some news broke yesterday that another lawsuit was being brought against them in regards to dance moves, specifically Alfonso Ribeiro, that's Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, if you somehow forgot his name, is bringing suit against them because of their use of the Carlton dance, which he, if you don't know what the Carlton dance is, I guess this particular episode might not really work for you. So, but if you really want to know what the Carlton dance is, just literally Google the Carlton dance and you'll definitely be reminded. I'll forgive you if you missed some of the details on that. So, he is now the second person to bring a lawsuit against Epic in regards to the use of their intellectual property, specifically their dance moves. So he is the second. The first was a rapper named 2 Milly, and I don't think that they're going to be the last ones. I suspect that there will be a few more, and that brought up a whole bunch of questions yesterday. I shared an article from Polygon about it on the Engage Family Gaming Facebook page. Did not realize that sharing that was going to blow up a little bit, because a bunch of people shared it. There were lots of comments, and the biggest question was why? What is the deal? So I thought I would actually record a podcast about it and talk about it, because I think that that is, it's a good question. So first, let's talk about the basics. We already know what Fortnite is, not going to bother with that. So one of the core elements of Fortnite, and mostly the way that Epic makes money, is by selling emotes. Now, an emote is essentially an activity or like an action that is done in the game that is generally not related to gameplay. It's more just kind of a display of emotion, right? Like an emote. And a lot of times these are celebrations or, like a slow golf clap for sarcasm or a bow or things like that. In Fortnite, and these are in all sorts of different games. In Fortnite, among other games, there are dances included. And so, and in Fortnite, those are actually, it feels to me, and I've played a lot of games, I mean, Destiny has emotes, World of Warcraft has a dance, I don't know why I can't talk this morning, World of Warcraft has a dance command, among other things, so I'm familiar with that, and it's not new. However, it really feels like Fortnite is kind of marketing these dance moves as a big part of what makes Fortnite Fortnite. And all of us know about flossing, and we know about dabbing, and we know about the Orange Justice. And if you don't know what any of these things are, just Google them. You know what I mean? The hype and things like that. So you know all of these moves, and a lot of people know all of these moves because of Fortnite. And that's the problem, is that a lot of these dance moves are not from Fortnite. A lot of them are moves that were invented or popularized by hip-hop artists. And many of them are starting to feel like Fortnite, by selling their work, is not only making money off of their work, but to a degree it's diminishing their ownership of what they created. So, here's how all this works, right? You buy the Battle Pass. The Battle Pass will have certain emotes listed in it. And so you complete the challenges, you gain the experience points, and you gain the different ranks. And at these various ranks will be emotes that you can unlock. Also, there are certain emotes that will just appear in the store that you can buy. Usually they're, you know, like 500 V-Bucks, things like that. So, a lot of them are tied to battle passes. Two Millies, for example, was a move called Swipe It, was a part of the Season 5 Battle Pass, so it's actually not available for purchase anymore, outside of limited engagements, and I don't know if it's been for sale elsewhere since then, but it is unquestionably the move Swipe It in Fortnite is without question the Millie Rock, which is his dance move. Now, do not ask me to get in front of a camera and try and do this dance move. That is not happening. I do not have that kind of rhythm. But it is unquestionably the Millie Rock. And so the key is it's set to its own music. So they aren't using any of his songs. And that's a point of contention. There is the Swipe It, which is the Millie Rock. There is a dance called Fresh, which is the Carlton dance. The Floss was originally, it's a dance move that was popularized by the Backpack Kid on Instagram. I'm not certain what he calls that dance move, but I'm pretty sure it's not the Floss. I could be wrong on that. The Hype, which we see kids do all the time, or at least try to. My kids try to do it. They don't really do it very well. But that's based on the Shoot, which is a move that my understanding is it originated somewhere near Atlanta. I'm not entirely certain of all the details. But again, that was a move that was popularized by a hip-hop artist to the point where he actually performed it with Drake, who, if you don't know who Drake is, I'm not super connected to the hip-hop industry either. I did some cursory research for this podcast. But if you don't know who Drake is, I don't really know how much I can help you. Just Google him. He's a big deal, and so that move is also, it's in a Pizza Hut commercial with Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster dancing it, and you know, but it they used that move because that's a Fortnite dance that they use in an actual touchdown celebration, and then Pizza Hut told them to come and do their end zone celebration in their commercial, and all these different degrees of separation kind of pulled that move away from the dude who actually did it in the first place. And so that's the pain point here, right? Like, these guys did this work, they created a thing that made them popular and earned them money and gave them a place. Like, they're dancers and musicians, this is what they do, and and somehow it was kind of stripped away. So they're bringing lawsuits. There are two of them now. As I said, I am absolutely certain that there will be more coming. Now, a lot of people question, you know, are they hard up for money? You know, like Alfonso Ribeiro, does he really need the money? Probably not. However, there's two pieces to that, you know, as far as like why he would bring a suit. Some of these guys very well may need the money, right? We all know not every musician turns into Michael Jackson and, you know, like never needs to work again, right? Like not everybody does that, right? A lot of folks will make a song, it'll blow up, and maybe the money dries up, right? I mean, that happens. Same thing happens with football players. Just because you play professional football or professional basketball doesn't mean you never need to work again. They make good money, but not infinity money. And that's where Fortnite comes in. Fortnite makes a lot of money. They made, you know, I mean, there was one month where they made more than $30 million in a month. That's a lot of dollars. And so they've definitely made more than a billion. The numbers are lost. I'm actually working on like a weird infographic to talk about just how big Fortnite is. And I'll share that on the Facebook page when I make that. But Fortnite is insane and it's only getting bigger. the idea of make this lawsuit and the potential that you could win against Epic, it's worth a shot. Because that could be a significant windfall, even after you pay your lawyers or whatever. But it might not also be about the money. You know, Tumilly, the first guy that brought a lawsuit, said that it actually wasn't about the money. And he's not trying to take money from them. Now, talk is cheap, right? I mean, I'm sure that there is at least some financial interest, because someone's got to get paid. He's not an attorney, so the attorneys have to get paid. But, you know, he wants to protect his work. So at least if we take that sentiment and kind of look at it, right, there is value in, you know, setting a legal precedent or protecting your work. Or maybe not, maybe it's not about your work. Maybe it's about protecting other people's work. And that could be the case with Alfonso Ribeiro, right? Like, it might not be about money, but it could be, listen, no, the Carlton is my thing. And maybe it could be that he is intending to use his position as someone who is slightly more well-known in, like, the mainstream community to add weight to the growing number of lawsuits. It's impossible to know anyone's real motivations. And now that these lawsuits are actually pending and they're not, like, potential lawsuits or things that they are interested in doing, if their lawyers and PR people are smart, they will just stop talking. But we're going to find out some stuff. Now, one of the key components in this issue is obviously copyright law and how copyright law applies to dancing and choreography. So, there have been, over the last, you know, couple of weeks, as these stories have started to break, a number of video game sites. The place where I got my sourcing was both Polygon and GamesDaily.biz. Both of them reached out to IP attorneys and found information that talked specifically about copyright law with regards to dance moves. So basically, choreography can be copyrighted, but individual dance moves cannot. Now, I'm not a dancer, so it's hard for me to, like, identify when it stops being a step and starts being choreography. I guess maybe I'm not giving myself enough credit, and it is something that I can think about, but I'm not going to pretend like I know. However, they have indicated that a specific dance step that one does over and over and over again, which, like, the hype, for example, which was originally called the shoot, I think that might have difficulty standing on its own in regards to copyright law, because it is one kind of dance move that is done over and over again, with little to no variation. That's just what it's done. It is essentially a dance step. And so that may not have any grounds. However, the Carlton actually has a few different steps involved. So that could fall under the realm of something that could be copyrighted. It's tough to really say. I don't know. The good news is I don't have to make those decisions. All I have to do is sit in my car and talk about it. So that's going to be a big key. The idea of, you know, first, are they subject to, you know, are these moves something that can be copyrighted? Like, can they own a dance move? And you might not be able to. Another thing that complicates it is that previous case law regarding, this actually isn't the first time this has come up, but case law in regards to dance steps has said that, like, social dances, meaning dances that are intended to be shared and done by large groups, by default, can't be as easily copyrighted. And that also makes sense because it's a social thing, which a lot of viral dance crazes, by default, they're social, right? So I think that adds a wrinkle to it. Now, there are some individual wrinkles on everybody's situation. I mean, the number one thing that I heard yesterday, I learned a whole lot about where the Carlton came from. Apparently, he jacked that move from Courtney Cox. I have no idea. I don't know. Could that complicate things? Yeah, of course it could. I don't know, though. That's kind of step one, right? Like, can they be copyrighted? Now, that's obviously going to be a situation that is addressed one at a time. The good news is any given judge will be making a decision based on one specific dance, right? Like, this isn't a class action lawsuit. They're not going to be doing these in batches. These will all be individual situations. So, question number one, is it something that can be copyrighted? And that's going to be a move that's something that will have to be addressed. Step two, you know, a lot of people said, well, okay, so if it was part of the battle pass, they're not charging for it specifically. You know, they're not selling it anymore. Where does that come into play? So, using it for commercial purposes, like, this is not a charity use or, you know, a school project. Fortnite is unquestionably a commercial project. It is a commercial product that is used to earn profit. It's a commercial venture. So as a result, even if the dance itself doesn't have a specific, like, they didn't sell it for $5, that makes the math easy in figuring out how much earnings were made by that move. You know, they could be forced to say how many people bought it and figure out how much the V-Bucks are, and that's an easy way to figure out the math for settlements and things like that. But a lot of these were built into battle passes, and there are hundreds of things in each of these battle passes, so it might be hard to really kind of pinpoint their value. But the fact that figuring out the value is hard doesn't mean that these people aren't owned something. So if it's determined that it's something that they can own a copyright to, the fact that the math is hard, we don't have to worry about the math. That's something that attorneys and judges, and honestly, these things are probably going to go to settlement if it really looks like it would go that far, right? So that's between those parties. We never have to figure out the math. And the fact that the math is hard doesn't change either side of, you know, should they be remunerated by Epic, right? I was on a jury once for a car accident, and to use this as an example, you know, that we were there for, you know, like 3 days worth of testimony and examples. It shouldn't have taken that long, but one of the attorneys was like really insistent on making some weird illustrations. I don't know. It took a long time. And so at the end of it, like, we all sat down, and, you know, one of the people in the room with me was like, well, I don't know how we're going to figure out, you know, because there were a lot of weird mitigating circumstances, how to figure out how much money one side would get if it was determined that they would need to get money. And, you know, somebody's like, I don't know how we're going to figure all this out. So, I mean, I don't know that we can award this person money because we don't know how much they should get. And it was made very clear, and I've kind of taken this into this example, but also just in general, like, the fact that the reward, or not reward, but the award, right, or penalty, the fact that that's weird, right, the fact that there's math that needs to be done, that shouldn't come into the equation. Like, do we need to do math or not? So, I mean, if we don't need to award them anything, then we don't need to figure out the math at all. It's irrelevant. But we shouldn't be like, oh, well, we don't want to give them money because it's hard to figure out the numbers. Like, that's not something that we would deal with. And I'm not an IP lawyer. IP meaning intellectual property, if you're not super familiar with the term. But I think another piece to this is, if it is something that they can copyright, even if we ignore the math, and let's say, okay, well, you know, we can't prove that they earned X number of millions of dollars based on this dance, we can also take into account the potential damage to their brand, and to, like, their ownership of the property. So, and this happened in a few places. So, everybody knows who Snoop Dogg is, right? Everyone knows who Snoop Doggy Dogg is. Everyone does. If you don't, I mean, I guess Google him, but you know who Snoop Dogg is. You just maybe don't remember, right? Everyone knows Snoop Dogg. He did a song, Drop It Like It's Hot, and he had a move where he was, you know, dancing, where it was like he was driving a steering wheel. It was like the basis of the entire thing. He is not known as a physical performer, right? He's an older guy. He's known as a lyricist, like he's a rapper. He is not known for intricate dance moves. So he did a dance move that was perfect for him, I think, as an older guy who probably isn't going to be able to dance like NSYNC and never wanted to. And so if you want to know what that dance is, just look it up. But he is unquestionably Snoop Dogg. Like, we know him. And so there is a video of, because you know these Kid Reacts videos. And there were videos where there were showing dances to kids. And they showed them, like, the Macarena and, you know, all sorts of stuff. And at one point, they showed the kid Snoop Dogg doing his dance. Like, he's driving, you know, with his hand on the steering wheel. And the kid immediately said Fortnite. And while that by itself is somewhat innocent and it's funny, that's relevant because Snoop Dogg is a household name, right? Like, his brand strength is unquestioned, at least in the United States, right? Like, if you show a picture of him, at least, I would venture to say, like, half of the kids would be like, oh, that's Snoop Dogg. You know, half of the people might know, you know, maybe not kids, but, like, grown-ups my age or so, we know who that is. It's Snoop Dogg. He's on cooking shows with Martha Stewart, right? Like, so the, which is really weird, because I'm pretty, I mean, it's weird in and of itself, just from what I know of this man. However, whatever, right? Like, his brand strength is incredibly strong. For an entire generation to look at that dance and not say, oh, Fortnite is doing Snoop Dogg's dance, there's a generation of kids who see it the other way, that see, oh, well, that's Tidy, T-I-D-Y, in Fortnite, and Snoop Dogg is doing the Fortnite dance. How crazy is that? The fact that Fortnite is such a powerful force that it's kind of reversed that connection, that's important, and it's done the same thing with the Carlton. Because when my kids watched, we showed them, the Carlton is hilarious, at least to us, right? So we showed them Alfonso Ribeiro and I forget her name, but the routine that they did on Dancing with the Stars, and he did the Carlton, and it was hilarious, and I took it for granted that my kids would know that it was the Carlton, and they said, oh my goodness, he's doing Fresh, and I was like, what are you talking about? He's doing the Carlton. They're like, no, it's the Fresh. So then I went and showed them a clip of Alfonso Ribeiro performing the Carlton as part of an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and they said, how did this happen? And, like, it completely separated the association. And part of that is because it's called a different name, and it doesn't use the same music, right? Like, he would always do that to It's Not Unusual from Tom Jones, right? Like, I don't even know if that's the right song. But it was Tom Jones. He was dancing to Tom Jones. The Carlton, or Fresh, in Fortnite doesn't have the original music. So what they've done is they've taken the move and disassociated it from the people who created it or made it popular. And there is no way you can't prove that that is damage to their brand, right? Like, you've disassociated them from their work. So, I don't know, you know? Is this going to be really interesting? Yes. I think, especially now that, you know, Afonso Ribeiro, you know, now there's two lawsuits. I would presume that some other ones might show up. It's going to be really interesting to see where this goes. But I think, especially considering the size of Fortnite, I think this might end up being one of the bigger news stories of 2019, especially as the beginning of the year shapes up, because Fortnite is still huge. It's showing no signs of slowing down. And these dances are a big part of what Fortnite is. And so, yeah, it'll be really interesting to see where it comes. I mean, and realistically, how can I even... I completely forgot a point here. Like, how can I talk about the Fortnite dance situation without talking about Scrubs? So the default dance is... The default dance, which is the dance that everyone starts with, right? Like, if you're playing a free-to-play account in Fortnite, they call it the default dance, is actually just purely ripped from Turk from Scrubs. It's a dance that he does at some point. I'm not thoroughly ingrained in the Scrubs timeline, but Turk did this dance. Epic took it and put it in the game, and it is one of the most recognizable dances in the game, or at least as identified as the Fortnite default dance. I didn't know that it was him until I started seeing comparison videos. Epic actually reached out to NBC in regards to Scrubs to see if they needed to license it or if they had permission, and they were granted permission to use the dance because it was just a character dancing. Now, the actor who played Turk was recently asked at I believe it was like a Comic-Con or a reunion event or something like that. He was asked to do the dance, and he said, no. If you want to see the dance, you can do it in Fortnite. So obviously he's not pleased with how everything went down, and I can't really blame him, because that's not his dance anymore. Fortnite, he says that Epic jacked it, and honestly, I don't disagree with him. So it's going to be really interesting to see how all of this plays out. You know, in this case, in that specific case, Epic reached out and was given permission. So there's not going to be a lawsuit coming there. But this is going to be interesting to see. So those are some of the details. Obviously, I'm not an IP attorney. I don't know everything. However, when I shared that post from Polygon, which, again, you can find that on the Engage Family Gaming Facebook page, you can read the article. It's very short, so I recommend giving that a quick read. A bunch of people asked. They want to know why. Is this about money? Is this protected under parity? Generally, no, to answer that specific question. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this progresses and where this goes, because I don't know if these guys are going to be able to get money from this. Epic clearly is going to lawyer up. I'm sure they have lawyers anyway, but, you know, I'm sure that they are going to bring on the appropriate amount of staff to try and fight this. I'm sure they did at least some cursory research before they started publishing these things. So they have a lot of money. Alternatively, they also have settlements. You know, they can make settlements. It's not like they're hurting for money. So I think that'll be interesting to see. Hopefully things don't come out messy. I just want everybody to be happy when this is all done. Or at least as close to it as possible. I will obviously record more podcasts or, you know, write about this more as we get going, as we continue, or as these stories continue to happen. But I'd love to hear your thoughts. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I'll share this article out to the Engage Family Gaming community. You can get there by going to engagefamilygaming.com/community. Let us know. Let me know your thoughts. I'd be super excited to hear, you know, what other people say. Do you disagree with some of my points? Do you have any other stories that kind of support this, you know, with your kids completely disassociating these dances? I'd love to hear those thoughts in your comments, and we'll continue the discussion in the group. So I do hope you guys have a wonderful day. I will talk to you tomorrow as we start to move towards the end of the week. Until next time, though, have a great day, and don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye.